Hi, powerful sovereign beings of light. Welcome to the new paradigm. I'm Galia.
And I'm Jess.
So today is a special episode because there are so many things that are happening. And right now, I feel like the collective is truly needing guidance on some things. Really, it's like the Western world is going down and it's a representation of this matrix, of how the matrix is going down, because we are starting to see with our inner eye what is truly happening. Some of you might have experienced like there was a spiritual obstacle that you couldn't overcome. And suddenly now you feel the power to face it. And to truly, like I said in the previous episode, to truly go beyond our limiting belief systems. And this is really important. So is there something that you want to say about right now, for instance, what we've been seeing in the state? Soon the dollar is going down and there will be many more changes.
Yes, it's a powerful time to be alive and to be incarnated on this earth, because we are truly in a very revolutionary time. And these are the times that our ancestors wrote about, which we are the ancestors. Like, we are this ancient consciousness returning at the end of a cycle, right? To finish what we had started. And we're planted all over the globe because this is a time when all of these changes are happening. And we saw it like play out starting in the year 2020, right? With the pandemic. And this was all part of the necessary moves to get everyone into the new world order, which is a deeper controlled fallen matrix. And what's happening is right now, as prophesized, you know, through many ancient cultures, these are the times where we were going to make a major consciousness shift, and the energy of our earth and the cosmos was going to be shifting. Everything is shifting and evolving, and we as human beings are front row, because we are living it. We are creating that change because we are creating these worlds through our minds. So this is a powerful time where we need to become more aware of our own thoughts. Understanding and understanding, knowing truly who we are. And again, this is coming to a time of self-mastery. We need to learn how to discern, because these times ahead are going to be filled with a lot of delusion. And if we are not clear and we don't know how to discern truth from lies, we can easily fall for illusion, more traps. And that's because right now there's a major gift and we are all experiencing this personal transformation. And if we are not awakened to this truth, then we can see this as we're going crazy, we're losing our minds, everything in our world is crumbling. Why is this happening? We get a lot into like this victim mentality or victim mode, and then we go into survival mode. But these are the times that we are here to rise, right? It's like when our minds, we became slaves because we gave up our own free will, our own free thinking. And we gave an authority over us, the power to tell us what is right and what is wrong. So these are the times where we get to choose what we want to play, right? What role do we want to play in the evolution of consciousness? And it's a powerful time. And I would love to share your personal experience with what I just said about, you know, this awakening and consciousness and awakening to this truth and like on this path of becoming that.
Yes, and awakening to this truth takes a lot of time and tribulations. It's like you think you understand something, but then you have another experience that is showing you the opposite. So you kind of like, you kind of question yourself mm-hmm. on how things can be real if they happen in an order that you didn't predict. And this, we need to move beyond that. We need to understand that the reward is far more greater than what we thought it was. And this reward, it comes from cultivating this pure heart and really having this pure heart in your daily life, your actions, everything that you do. You're thinking because you are at service to this truth. And this truth is this truth of love, because you are the guardian of this truth. And anything that goes against this truth, anything that goes against love, it's actually a lie. And there will be a lot of deception in the future. And what now Earth is asking us to do, it's really to support her in this ascension shift. Because right now what we are going to be experiencing is really a full transformation of our DNA. And some of you have already awakened to another dimension of existence. Some of you have already experienced higher planes of existence. In 2017, many of you awakened to the truth of your being. And right now, it's about us celebrating this truth, okay? Because deep inside, we know who we are and we have received the codes. And not preparing ourselves for truly this ascension shift. I mean, because this ascension shift is not just happening outside of ourselves, just as we can see with all these changes, etc. It's also happening on a deeper level inside of ourselves. We are truly shifting because we realize that we are free. Ultimately, we are free. Many people have left their corporate life to go into the unknown and just start their own business. And this was our case. Or just really facing the system and realizing all the taxes, all the stuff that basically, like all the stuff that the government is doing to weaken us. We've seen through that. We have recognized all of this game and we know the game, and now we are going to be these game changers. Just as Dr. Mumbi says, you're not going to put us the double Big Mac. And so many people have just failed at really standing in their truth. I'm not denouncing people who have chosen to get the vaccine because they were afraid to lose their job. And my mom first, she got the vaccine because she was afraid to lose her job. What I'm saying is that at least she was questioning. She was questioning. She knew that there was something that was out there and it was not smelling good. And she knew, but she did it. But imagine like stepping into something with no consciousness at all, and you just blindly just believing the governments without questioning, without saying anything. So now it's time, just as we said in our previous episode, to step into our sovereignty. The times when we were once the slaves, it's over. It's over. Now it's time for the oppressors to be shown for who they truly are. And this is not going to be pretty.
Yeah, these are powerful times because we've actually witnessed this. We've been seeing all of the dirty stuff that was going on and that has been going on since the beginning. We've been in chains and handcuffs just as slaves. But it's been now mentally. We become mental slaves, right? The rat race, the fallen matrix, where everything is ran by your social security. You're a number already. So what's happening now, it's just becoming even more. Like, what's happening is that they want more control of us because now more than ever, they fear that we're questioning, because it's the time that we can truly become more powerful and remember who we are. So they want to stop people from questioning. So this is why now we're just seeing this force. They're forcing. But they can only force those who allow, because everyone has free will. But you can't really have free will until you know who you are. Because when you don't know who you are, you don't really have free will, because now you're acting out of a program. You've been programmed. You didn't have a chance. You just were in that. You need to awaken from that program. And that is a time now. We are waking up. It's like we're waking up from these video games, this remembrance of what we created, like a nightmare that we created. And we are awakening. And it was through the words and the prophecy that has been translated throughout different cultures, different languages. But all of it, if we see the heart of it, it's stemming from the same. It was just corrupted each time. And we are now in the age of the most corruption. We are deep in the yugas, the Kali Yuga, which is a cycle of our creation. And now we're ending that world, that nightmare that we all created. And this is why we're feeling it so deeply. And it's only about to get more intense. But what we've been needing to learn in the past at least 2 years as a collective, because that's when we entered the collective shadow, the collective dark night of the soul, especially with the Pluto return for the US and all the karma, everything that is about to shift. And we entered that portal on February 2nd, 2022. And the next major portal is going to be actually in April 22nd, 2022. It's going to be another 22-22-2022 portal. Major. So this year, the powers that we're integrating are really shaking and creating a big rumble in our earth. And we're going to feel it even more in the lands. We're going to see more destruction. Some of it natural, some of it man-made. But it's happening. And the more that us as human beings create more friction, then there is also more activity for natural disasters, because the higher our frequencies rise of fear, then we manifest this into weather. And it's energetic. We're feeding off of the earth, and the earth feeds off of us. And then we're feeding off the entire cosmos, all the planets, all life forms. So we are now truly in a powerful transformational time on all levels. And it's because now is time, and it's powerful.
Yes, and it's going to be so powerful to witness all these changes, because like I said before, as our DNA is changing and we are really entering this new reality, when now we have advanced technologies, we have the metaverse. So there are so many things that now we need to understand, but at the same time, like, it's like you can't truly understand, and you gotta trust your intuition regarding this matter. You really have to see, okay, there's some potential in the metaverse, but at the same time, okay, what's gonna happen to human beings as a whole, what's gonna happen to them, what's gonna happen to the essence, and truly what makes us humans. And I feel like there will be this split between people who are really like choosing to connect to spirit and to just listen to spirit. And maybe these people, and maybe you are one of these people, you are so passionate about spending time in nature and really taking care of nature. So there are these people, you know, like us, we are going to really feel called to go off grid and really start our own permaculture projects and really learn to sustain and give back to the earth. And you're going to have other people who are going to be so obsessed with technology that is going to rule their life. And they are going to be so deep, sucked into the matrix, sucked into the material world, that they are not going to be... they are not going to be able to remember. So they are going to miss the train. Mm-hmm. Miss this train of ascension that we are all preparing for. That's why, especially right now, there are so many beings who have awakened. Mm-hmm. Because right now, this shift is happening. And like I said before, this shift is happening inside of ourselves. Mm-hmm. So never forget that the greatest solution is your inner transformation.
Yes, everything takes place from within. And if we want to see change outside, this is why we need to become the change ourselves. And then we create a solution. That's our dharma, our life path. The purpose of our pains and for incarnating in this lifetime to clear out and learn from past mistakes, past lessons that we needed to learn in this lifetime and master, so we could break free from this continuous cycle of birth, death, and rebirth, and continuous incarnations after incarnations, just trapped in samsara, in illusion, forgetting completely who we are, and the more lives that...
alien programming.
Exactly, and the more lives that we experience, the more we forget who we truly are, because we get further and further and further away from the source. And this is the time that we're in now, but we have awakened, and we are the change, and there's so many powerful people. So thank you, whoever.
Thanks so much.
Yes, and those of you watching us who are game changers and who have listened to their hearts and are on their path, their spiritual path, evolving and creating solutions, taking personal responsibility, and then actually embodying this truth. Thank you so much for showing up, and we appreciate you.
If you like this episode, please subscribe to our YouTube channel and leave us a comment, show us some love, please. We're just beginning this channel and we want this message to be out there. So you want to share this with your friends. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.